From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Carles Puigdemont, the leader of the Catalan independence movement, remains exiled in Belgium, even as extradition orders for him to be returned for trial to Spain have been filed. It has been more than 6 weeks since the Catalonian referendum for independence from Spain took place, in a vote that was marred by Spanish police brutality. A number of Catalan independence leaders remain imprisoned and arrest warrants have been issued for the rest. The countdown to Spain's mandated regional election in Catalonia on December 21st has begun, and independence leaders have said their parties will participate. Joining me to help understand what the next steps are is Magali Muria. She is the Southern California coordinator of the Catalan National Assembly. Welcome to the program, Magali.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So first, let's talk about what has happened to the leaders. I mentioned several are already in custody, but Carles Puigdemont remains, along with some other leaders, in Brussels in Belgium. But there are now extradition orders to basically turn him over to Spain. Will Belgium cooperate?
Yes. In fact, a couple of hours ago, they just finished the first extradition hearing. And they have postponed the hearing until December the 4th. Apparently, the Spanish government has submitted some information about the independence of the Spanish judiciary that was requested by the Belgian judge. And now they are giving time to the lawyers and the judges themselves to revise those documents.
So can you explain how these arrests have been perceived both within Spain as a whole and in Catalonia? Are there protests around the fact that the leaders of this movement are being legally pursued?
Yes, definitely. In Catalonia, there has been a lot of anger and frustration about it. People have taken to the streets. In fact, there was a massive demonstration, very peaceful demonstration. A few days ago, they gathered over 1.5 million people. And they were basically asking for the release of political prisoners. In the rest of Spain, there have also been some demonstrations. Of course, the scale has been smaller, but there have been demonstrations in Madrid, in Bilbao, and in other parts like Galicia and Sevilla.
And the situation for Puigdemont in particular, how important is it to follow that? Is he being seen as symbolic of the movement as a whole, or are people feeling that this movement can continue on with or without him?
In fact, President Puigdemont has been very present in Catalonia lately. For many Catalans, he is the legitimate president of Catalonia. And he, in fact, has decided to run for the December 21st parliamentary election.
So he is not, he is allowed to run even though he's facing arrest from Spain. Participation is still valid?
Correct. And in fact, he's also running with Jordi Sánchez, which is one of the civil society leaders that is currently imprisoned in Madrid.
What do you make of some of the things that he has said about being open to compromise with Spain, that there are other solutions to, and a compromise solution between full independence and remaining part of Spain?
Well, Sonali, President Puigdemont has always made it very clear that he and his cabinet are open to negotiations with Madrid, and every issue and topic they are willing to discuss every issue and topic. There is no red tape. But at the same time, they have also made it very clear that any alternative that's proposed by Spain has to be voted and approved by the majority of Catalans. It cannot be an imposition that comes from the top.
So does his willingness to compromise contrast strongly with Spanish Prime Minister Rajoy's seemingly hardline stand?
Absolutely. The Catalan government has made 18 official attempts to negotiate with Madrid, and they have always found a closed door. Very arbitrary, arrogant response from the Spanish government.
Now, I mentioned that the independence vote was marred with serious violence. We saw the images and videos coming out of Catalonia of pretty severe police brutality, that people were facing, a lot of people injured by the heavy-handedness of the police. Has there been any serious reckoning, any accountability for what happened on that day?
Listen, not only there has not been any accountability, their Spanish government has actually announced that it will give medals and awards to the agents that committed violent acts against the voters. And they have recently classified what happened on October 1st as a state secret, which means that it's going to be impossible to find or research anything related to those events. It's going to be illegal to find information about it.
So there can't basically be accountability within the Spanish legal system because the Spanish government itself has decided to not reveal what happened. Are there any recourses for Catalonians who might have been injured or basically, scarred by what happened at the independence vote? Is there, I mean, here in the United States, we have things like FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request. I'm not sure what the law allows in Spain.
There's apparently not such a thing. What it has happened is that some of the victims have actually sued the government, and particularly this one citizen that has lost an eye during those incidents. They have basically presented complaints against the government. Unfortunately, because the judiciary power is literally kidnapped by the party in power, it is very likely that these actions go nowhere.
Now, what do you hope for the December 21st elections? These are the regional elections that Spain decided Catalonia would have when it decided to make or nullify the results of the independence election, independence vote. It seems as though, as you mentioned, since Puigdemont is going to be running, that the Catalan independence leaders have said, we will participate. We will not turn down a chance for democracy. Do you think that Spain will basically end up having the same leaders in power through these elections?
Well, they have already warned that if independence parties win the election as projected, they will continue their application of Article 155 of the Constitution, which pretty much eliminates the country's autonomy. What I hope is that because of international pressure, they accept the results, whatever they are, and they are able to finally sit down in the negotiation table and talk rationally about the topic. After all, they call themselves a democracy.
So Spain has been the one to set these elections up, but then already sort of decided ahead of time what they would do if the results of that election end up not being to their liking. That's
Exactly.
not exactly democratic.
No, it's not. And what is interesting is that they are very open about it and very transparent about it as well. They have no shame in admitting it.
How is this being viewed in the rest of Europe? There, I imagine, are a couple of different strands. One, a faction that might be hoping that the Catalonian independence movement gets quashed so that it doesn't inspire other similar movements, because there are several in Europe that would like to pursue a similar path, and other factions that are closely watching to see if Spain's commitment to democracy is real.
Exactly. Yes, there has been a lot of fear among heads of state that the movement will become an example for other independence movements in Europe. However, at this point in time, other independence movements in Europe, they have not as much support as the Catalan sovereignty movement. So at the same time, there are members of parliament in different countries like Finland, France, and also the government of Scotland that are sympathetic to the movement for independence and self-determination in Catalonia.
So are any of those governments applying pressure to Spain to respect the results of the December 21st election or to even criticize Spain's reaction to the referendum in October?
There have been voices, internal voices in many countries. The French press, for instance, has been very active. Germany as well, the press in Germany. But at this point, what seems to me it's happening is that European heads of states have been caught in a web of favors with the Spanish government, and they have so far expressed their unconditional support for what Rajoy is doing in Spain.
What are the economic ramifications of the situation in Catalonia? That's an angle that we haven't yet discussed on our program, but it's a very important angle. The entire continent is struggling and has been for years now with austerity measures. The sort of neoliberal economic policies have taken a strong hold among many of the large European governments. Does the Catalonian independence movement symbolize a different economic approach?
Well, you know, Sonali, not at the moment, because at this point, what's been happening in Catalonia is that forces of very different ideologies have joined together with the goal of independence. So you have the radical left, as well as Republican leftists and other more moderate and even conservative politicians are basically have formed the different coalitions in favor of independence. So this is something that that will have to be discussed in the case the country becomes independent and drafts a constitution. But what is true is that left-wing parties like the CUP, for instance, have a lot of power, even if they are small, and they have managed in the past to prevent the right-wing parties from implementing anti-popular measures, you know, with their vote in parliament.
How have these coalitions held up in the lead up to the December 21st election? Are the same parties that formed an alliance for independence before coming together again for the regional elections that Spain has mandated?
No, they haven't, and we don't know if this is good or bad. Apparently, there wasn't really enough time for them to negotiate a coalition. They are running separately, which is it can actually be potentially good, you know, in the sense that they will be able to attract voters that perhaps are not sympathetic with other parties, right? Yes, they are not running together.
Now, we talked about how the Catalonian independence movement is being viewed in the rest of Europe. But what about the international community? Has there been sympathy for the independence movement, say, in the United States? Are academics getting together? Are there petitions that people are signing to show their support?
Yes, actually, we have seen growing sympathy among civil society around the world, pretty much. In the United States, there's some congressmen, for instance, that support Catalonia's right of self-determination. And we have been reaching out to academics and professionals for signatures. There's a couple of petitions going around. One of them is democracy.cat, democracy.cat, that is circulating around in social media at the moment. We are also asking people if they cannot have time to write letters to their representatives, both congressmen and senators, asking for the United States to intervene in favor of the release of political prisoners.
What sort of form could that United States intervention take whenever people hear the issue of United States intervention?
It's always an iffy thing. A little too radical. But, you know, having political prisoners in a Western democracy goes against American values, right? So even if the United States Senate basically issued any kind of statement about that, I think that would be very helpful. For
diplomatic pressure, at least.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, of course, I am not talking about an open intervention, Latin American style. But yes, basically a statement that says that it's unacceptable that at this point in time, there are people who have been jailed because of their political ideas.
So finally, Magali, you are here in the United States, but you were raised in Mexico. What is your connection to the Catalonian independence movement? How is this a really personal issue for you?
It is a really personal issue. I am part of a family that has been committed to Catalonia's independence for 5 generations. My family went arrived to Mexico as a result of the Spanish Civil War. They were refugees, and I was pretty much raised thinking and believing that Catalans have the right to decide their own political future. It is a very personal thing for me, and I am very committed to the process. I really hope that my father, who is 70 years old, he will be able to see Catalonia become free.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll post a link to that petition that you mentioned, democracy.cat, on our website later today. Thank you so much, Magali.
Thank you, Sonali. Bye.
Bye. My guest has been Magali Muria. She's the Southern California coordinator of the Catalan National Assembly. We've been discussing the latest news in the movement for Catalonian independence. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also, find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.